what you're asking, and as a member and a person who lives there and intends to live there the rest of my days, I can assure you that my interests are specifically for the good of the community and the involvement of the people who are here. Thank you. If there are any questions, be happy to answer.
Number of people will be present to speak on this item, three on the minutes, James McDonald, followed by Bill Kennedy.
Good afternoon. My name is James McDonald. I live in the Black Lake community. All these people are my friends. I'm the only one here probably against them.
No, you're not.
These people right in here. There's one there on the fence. I bought this property about 10 or 11 years ago with the idea that this was a nice place. We looked at specific plan. We thought it will never be infringed on. This has been sealed by the county government. We're going to have no more density. There are other people like that, and I think you'll find some of the letters in there that were that box. I think the density is too much, it'll hurt this. We spent a few years ago roughly $80,000 to $100,000 in a suit against American Golf, which is the owner of the golf course. That suit was settled out of court by the golf course giving us 5 days a week, midweek, time from 7 in the morning to 9 in the morning, 2 hours exclusively for Black Lake residents and their guests. Since that time, we've had more people and more people. Now it's become quite difficult. This addition of 59 houses more, additionally possibly 118 golfers, probably not that high. But we are already crowded in that time. So that has devaluated our property as I see it. There are other things that I think the most part is that we that designed to live there depended on this city plan, and we don't like to see the change. Thank you.
Bill Green, followed by John Everett.
My name is Bill Green. I'm from the Como, a 35-year resident, a retired biologist. I cannot believe this is happening. 4 years ago, there was a notice in the paper, participate in the technical advisory committee for establishing TDCs, transfer development credits. I applied and I was accepted as representing the environmental community. The group has met for over 2 years, probably 25 meetings or so. Some are very difficult to get to because I was trying to live without a vehicle for a while. I gave up, by the way.
Bill, you mean
you
have a vehicle, Bill?
I brought a Kahlua. This committee met, and on the committee were developers, construction people, ag people, and a few environmentalists. And I've come to the conclusion environmentalists never win. On the committee was Keith Gurney, and we compromised. We came up with a good program. Basically, the TDC program does not increase density, and the numbers, total number of people that go in an area does not change. There's willing sellers, willing buyers. Basically, it is an area like Black Lake Canyon, which is a biologist, is unique gem of the Central Coast, should be protected, must be protected. And this permitted the property owners in this canyon to get compensation for their property without development. The idea of the sending area is set aside, and a developing area can increase their density, and for that increased density, save a chunk of the canyon. We set up demonstration projects. The demonstration projects, a number of them, one of which was in Black Lake Canyon. About a year ago, the Coalition for Rural Preservation thrashed unfairly the whole TDC program, saying it would increase growth, and they were wrong, they were lying. They brought suit against the TDC program, and I haven't heard anything about it since. So again, do not adopt this precedent-setting program that will gut the whole TDC program. We need to save Black Lake Canyon. We need to protect this unique area. And if there's going to be a future, we've got to set aside areas that are unique before that LA cancer spreads everywhere as it's doing. Thank you.
John Cooper, followed by John Snyder.
I don't think there is any problem with the environmental thing. There's a
name.
John Eppert. I am living in the last 3 years in Black Lake community. The last speaker there mentioned about saving the area there. Right now there's an orange fence there that some environmental group put up so that we don't make some certain weak witch thing. And they have been there for the 3 years that I've been there. They've been monitoring the place so that nothing happens. And I don't think that's really a problem. One of the things that we really need is the extension of the road. And in order to do that, we need to get the houses built, because when the houses get built, the road gets put in first. We have problems that we only have two places to get out. Fairways, where I live, we only have one area to get out. That road gets blocked, we're stuck. We had a windstorm at one time, and it blew a branch off the tree, and we couldn't get out. Some person with a chainsaw came out and sawed it up so we could get out. But if we had this new road, we could get out onto Willow. And I think that's very important for fire protection, for the sheriff, for delivery trucks, whatever. And I'm very much in favor of expediting this and getting these houses built and built for them. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Snyder from Cox, California. I'm taking the phone. I'm the provider of paper clips. My primary concern with this is the land use planning and the water supply of the Como Mesa and the consistency of those. This tract was provided with an intent to serve letter from NCSD just last week, and that intent to serve is contingent on a new well being drilled for needed additional capacity. NCSD has stated that the basin is in an overdraft condition. If there's an overdraft condition, there's not enough water for the water supply for the current users. In addition to that, NCSD has stated basically publicly through Doug Jones that it's attempting to make a prescriptive claim of water in the basin when it's overdrafted, which would take water away from current well pumpers on Mesa. Tract 2264 is the first development since NCSD published its position on another development, the Cypress Ridge, and in that development's EIR, it requested that Cypress Ridge do a toilet retrofit program to mitigate its water use in the overdrafted basin. And to support these claims, I provided the large document. I apologize for that. Number one, the tab number one is a document from the Farm Bureau basically stating that you guys have to be internally consistent with your general plan, your specific plans, and your conservation elements. I provided the intent to serve letter, which has the statement. For so long as the increased water capacity required by this intent to serve letter, essentially they have to have the water capacity in order to supply water for this facility. The third item is basically the Cypress Ridge letter from NCSD, where NCSD states that the basin is in overdraft and includes the study for the proposed Black Lake Golf Course that was done in 1982, and states that says it's in an overdraft condition. So even the documentation for Black Lake, NCSD is claiming claiming that that states that it's an overdraft provision. It also includes the cap at 3.1, that a retrofit program be instituted to mitigate the public's impact on the Nampula Mesa, or a supplement for water supply be acquired. It's my understanding that Cypress Ridge was required to do a 2-to-1 toilet retrofit to completely mitigate its surplus water use. Item number four are some statements that were in a recent PUC rate increase. And these were done by NCSD's lawyer, which coincidentally is Cal City's lawyer, and his recommendations on groundwater. And his recommendation is for, this is for Cal City's, but I believe he's made the same recommendation to NCSD. I have recommended that Cal City's continue to extract large quantities of groundwater prior to actual state water delivery. And then his hydrologist on 4.1 says, public entities and utilities can restrict against private parties, but private parties cannot restrict against them. Therefore, the more water Cal City's pumps annually, the greater its water right will be if the basin is adjudicated. Which means that somebody's, if there's a limited amount of water in the basin, it's not enough for everybody, somebody else's portion has to be reduced. And my last...
Your time is up. Dolores Steinfeld by Silas Huber, and we do have about the
Any questions from the call?
Good afternoon. I'm Dolores Simon. I've been a 9-year member of the Blackfoot community, and I love it. And I would like to see this amendment approved. And my concern is also about the road. In case of any kind of emergency, earthquake, fire, whatever disaster might be false, I would think that it would be behoove the community to have this circulation improved. We would have a road that would be completed from Black Lake Canyon all the way around through to the Aconcha if the developer is allowed to build the amended plan. Thank you very much.
Silas Beery, Madam Chair, and thank you so much for allowing me to speak. Madam Chair, members of the board, my name is Silas Beery. I'm a longtime real estate appraiser, analyst, and educator. I live at Black Lake, and I want to speak in favor of this amendment because I believe a change is needed to functionally and physically integrate our golf course in the community. As to the economics of the situation, I thoroughly believe that public law should be in pace and step with economic development while protecting environmental concerns. And I'm certain in my own mind that if the board approves this change, that all of the environmental concerns will be met, safeguards will be in place at the time these additional lots are developed. We live in a mostly a retirement community, and retired people need the ingress and egress that this completion of this roadway will provide for us. I appreciate if you would consider this very seriously. I'm certain in my own mind that you would do the best to make this specific plan, what I believe that it was intended to be in the first place, a wonderful integrated community. Thank you.
My name is Albert Simon, and I also live in the Pomo, and my first reaction to sitting there in the second row is ridiculous. Would you please extend it at least 6 or 8 inches? I've got a poor back and a bad hip, and it's just very difficult. Take that under consideration. Now, it was interesting to listen to the people that had the yeses and the nays and so on about living in Black Lake. But the real people that live there are the only ones that really truly know it. Now, I know John Snyder quite well. John's a fine young man. He's done a good job for his business. It's growing, and we're happy for him. But I don't think he knows a heck of a lot about Black Lake. And now I just discovered he doesn't know a lot about the district in the corner. and I'm kind of disappointed in that, John. You didn't pick up a little bit. In any event,
we do have a problem. Napomo needs another dirt road, like a hole in the head. And that's exactly what's going to happen unless we get these 57 homes, which taking the 13 away would be 44. Now, 44 new homes in Black Lake is absolutely par for the course. Nobody in the world could say that's going to be too many homes, because it isn't. As a matter of fact, the county should be very pleased with it, because these people pay their taxes. These people have represented their community in the very best possible way. Many of them are volunteer seniors. I'm one of those. And I think that they should be given every shot at it. And if they don't get it, it's another dirt road. Wonderful. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Pete Guernsey. I'm not speaking on this issue, but on the next issue, which is about the meeting they call it during holiday.
Not everything is totally
the
agenda. We do have a meeting. That's all the requests.
Madam
Chair. Wait a minute. Okay. All the requests to speak forms I have, but is there anyone else who wishes to address the board? Come on and try and use the microphone and do the name for the record.
My name is Kay Dahl. I live right on Black Lake Canyon Drive. My bedroom, our house is 6 feet down. The bedroom is level with the drive. When we bought our property, fire beware, we were only supposed to have 13 parcels of an acre each. Now they want to put 57 in there. My husband and I are going to be on a very busy street. We've had trucks going by at 5 in the morning as it is now. It's dead end. They back up. They come on the sidewalk, and we're right down there. It's dangerous. I don't think we need all that traffic back through it. I can see doing the roads. I have no problem with that. But for heaven's sake, there's our house. We're right there on the road.
About 30 feet from the road, 7 or 8 feet below the...
Wait a minute. You have to come to my campus.
So my husband and I object to it. And the thing is, Mr. Haytham Dollar, who sold us the property, promised us that it would be a little country road, no traffic, no necessity for traffic, mostly golf carts, is also on the Black Lake board, and he's the real estate man. I think that's a conflict of interest a little bit. He wants it through, he's going to sell the houses. So my husband and I object to it. Thank you.
That's all we have to say.
You don't have anything to add?
No.
Hi, my name is Al Schultes. I live right next door to the dogs. We're going to have this Black Lake Canyon Drive as a backyard. There's 3 points I want to bring up, and one of them is pretty late, so I'll save that for last. First off, all these people talking about the improving the road, nobody has said there's going to be 6 golf cart crossings across Black Lake Canyon Road. Improved if it ever is improved. And I'm surprised nobody ever mentioned that. Second, when you improve it, you're going to increase the traffic to Willow Road and Black Lake Canyon Road, and to Via Concha Road and Willow Road. And also, and it's up to the county. I heard the county doesn't have money to improve the end of Conway where Augusta comes in, which is another outlet. So why don't we finish that up first? Get Pomeroy all developed, get all our outlets in, get a red light at Via Concha, Black Lake Canyon Road, because there's glass lane on Black Lake Canyon Road right now. There's a hill coming over on both of them. It's hard to get out of there. We're going to shoot you down the roof too. The next item is the gentleman said we pay our taxes. We do. But 9 o'clock this morning, I called up City Hall, and the developer has to pay his 94, 95 taxes. On my property, it went through escrow, I don't know how, there's $847 owed in tax money. And several other parcels are in the same condition. So maybe you people can find out why the developer had to pay this tax. And before we go any further with anything, why don't we make him pay the tax first before he gets a secondary? Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Are you with the applicant?
This is Brad Breckold, I'm on this.
Okay, what I'd like to do is have applicant respond to any issues that we brought up very briefly and chat about the subject.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Brad Breckold, John Wallace and Associates. I just wanted to briefly address the comments regarding the intent to serve from NCSD. Yes, it's true, we did receive an intent to serve from the district last week, and that the well that Mr. Snyder was referring to is a well that the district is going to be drilling regardless, and the percent increase for the Black Lake specific land, whether it was TDCs or for this particular phase of development, is less than 1% of the overall build-out of my home district area. It's a very small percentage. Also, any environmental issues related to the groundwater will be addressed, as you're well aware, through the environmental process with the tentative map and the follow-up development plan applications. So, I'm glad to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you. And question, Brad?
When you say that some of the concerns for the water availability will be handled in the next phase, but then it seems to me that a problem exists. If the board's being asked to approve the subdivision, but and that subdivision needs water, and then the next thing is the water, aren't they really going to be going hand in hand? I mean,
the step right now is whether or not we approve them processing an amendment that would then allow them to further subdivide and develop. This whole process, the amendment process and the development process, will have their own environmental review. We have a step that's kind of the first step. If we don't want applicants to waste their time and money, we tell them that.
That's probably the concern that I'm just trying to understand, because if there's a problem with water.
Well, that is the exact reason that we went ahead and took this to the NCSD board early in the process, so that we could make these determinations at this time.
I'd just like to make a couple of comments. I would disagree with Bill Demeen that this proposal, we've got the TDC program. This proposal is very specific to three development nodes in the Black Lake specific plan area that have come to hinge on the costs associated with their development. We believe that the costs associated with this specific development are significantly greater than those that face most any other application of the TDC ordinance. Also, the Black Lake specific plan is an extraordinary component of open space in and of itself. It has a substantial 27-hole golf course. It controls multiple open space parcels that protect significant portions of the Black Lake Canyon itself. So it comes to the table with significant open space attributes in and of itself. There have been some discussions of water supply. There has been a component of the Sound County EIR which deals specifically with water supply and development scenarios on the Nkoma Mesa. It's called Appendix A, and it will be under review as well as other additional data that's being accrued out there during our environmental review process. Some 4.5 years ago, the county did initiate a study from the DWR, a $350,000 study that's long overdue. And we understand it should be out within a few months. It's my discussion with the project manager that they have not seen significant declines in well levels, and I believe that some of the issues that John has with the NCSD really are focused on this issue of prescriptive rights rather than maybe what the resource level really is out there in the Pomo Mesa. We would agree with the folks down here if you could build the road without building any houses. Certainly everyone would be very happy with that. However, there has to be an economic impetus to accomplish those sorts of things, and that's exactly why we're here before you today. We certainly request that you authorize the general plan amendment for the urban reserve line, the specific plan amendment for processing, and that you wholeheartedly support the Black Lake Management Association's request to move this very expeditiously through the process. The developer has offered to move the environmental review process as fast as possible. We would ask that you help us to bring this back before your board at the December cycle. As you know, you only do the general plan amendments four times a year. Later than that might put the developer in a position where he has completed the phase one project, sold off all of those units, and no longer has a sales force or a building force or construction force there to move forward with the second phase. And that, of course, is of great interest to the community, that there actually be a method, a mechanism, a hand-holding between the Black Lake Management Association, the Board of Supervisors, the developer, the property owner, to actually accomplish one of the primary goals of this community. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I do. I'm going to ask it to Ms. Ostroff, but I can ask the staff. Are we back to the board?
Yes, we're back to the board.
Is there not an overdraft condition in the Pomo groundwater basin sub area or other?
Excuse me?
I would take that on
my way, but this is
close to that. We brought it back to the board. The board is asking questions of staff.
I'm not a hydrologist, but I understand there is a concern about water there. It isn't a straightforward thing where there's a tremendous overdraft, but depending on what sub-basin you look at, there seems to not be enough water to go around without developing additional sources or additional conservation, but I have to check these studies to really give you a definitive answer.
There are a number, Madam Chair, in the packet provided to us by Mr. Snyder. One of the attachments, 3.0, contains a Xerox of something of Melissa Mooney, who until recently was a member of the Environmental Coordinator's Office, on the draft EIR for the Cypress Ridge track map, and it lists a total of 6 references, all of them legitimate groundwater or water resource experts, citing the basin being overdraft condition. My question is, one of the reasons that the TDC ordinance was enacted was to try to take care of 2 or 3 different sorts of problems caused by development. One, sprawl. 2, limited resources such as water. And 3, other limited resources relating to another form of flow, traffic. And so I think that, if nothing else, the TDC program was applied to this development to try to address all 3 of those concerns. And if there are limited resources, this is one way, in addition to water conservation methods and things like that, to try to resolve those increasing impacts. So I'm just wondering what staff's response to the request to drop the TDC.
You're correct that with the TDC program, resources in short supply or additional schooling paths are partially mitigated by participation in the program itself. On the other hand, the program was drafted to be a voluntary program, the applicants had voluntarily come in to participate. I guess in an ideal world, I wish they were still participating, but they changed their mind and they have the right to apply for a general plan amendment on its own merits. And it does seem to be a reasonable request, and we aren't recommending against processing.
Okay, and just for the record, Madam Chair, we've received a couple of letters to the board that I guess we're already in the record with the court. Let me just cite this one from James M. David, who's a resident of the Black Lake, Black Sage Circle, actually, who opposes this on the basis that he had been assured on two occasions by the by the president of the board, the Black Lake Canyon, that his backing of the increased density would not increase the ultimate number of home sites beyond the 515 called for in the Pacific Plan, and that this person feels he's been intentionally misled to benefit the developer. Then the second one is also a letter pertaining to saying they really don't have an objection to the housing, to the plan, except that they want the following conditions addressed, and that has basically to do with improved circulation.
Yeah. I think Mr. Stoddard pointed out that this is does not have unanimous support within the community, but the vast majority of folks within the boundaries of the Black Lake Golf Course development support this. And I think the driving force is to complete the development and to get rid of some of the eyesores and provide the necessary circulation, which is critical to the development of the site. And that, I think that safety issues by not having the additional ingress and egress that would be provided with the addition of Slackley Plain Drive. And this, today, this is just to initiate really the whole discussion that will take place in the community regarding water issues, traffic issues, other environmental issues. And unfortunately, the direction that the TDC program took made it impossible economically for them to participate in that program. And this was a warning that many of us gave to people who were promoting a certain direction in the TDC program, that you were telling the police that they could go over the age of some of these communities. I still support the community-based exchange of property rights if it works out on a voluntary basis. And if we ever get to that discussion again, I would like to see that reestablished. But at this point, I think there's merit to looking at this further. There certainly will be a lot of discussion in the community as to whether or not we'll get 44 units or whatever. So you know, today we would not be deciding how many units, the configuration of those units, and a whole lot of things that would be decided through the other process that this request would have to go through.
Yes, there's a couple comments that have been made. Bill Deneen made the comment that the TDC program would not increase density, and Supervisor Laurent has made basically the same comment. We have a TDC, I'm sorry, on the side of the commission here. We have a TDC application that's into the county right now. The application has 51 parcels on the property. When you add the formula that is in the TDC program, at the end of that, that landowner gets 240 parcels. And you figure out if that's growth inducing or not, or if that's an increase in density. And that's one that we have in the planning department right now. And,
I didn't actually refer to density. I said it helps to resolve the problem of sprawl. If there are density bonuses built into it, I know.
Yeah, but I don't think this is adding to sprawl problem, because you've got a contained development of the specific plan, and if economically they could move forward, it would have been done a long time ago. We have a lot of economic problems in the completing this project, so I support this request to take a look at it and see if we can help everyone in the community get this resolved and get the Black Lake development completed.
I move for approval of that recommendation.
Motion by Supervisor Ryan, seconded by Supervisor Ovid to approve the request by the Black Lake Management Association.
I'm understanding that when this comes back, that these documents that we've been handed right now will be fully examined and analyzed. We're just raising extremely important questions about whether or not it isn't an overdraft, in which case digging another well isn't going to help, just another straw into the same bowl, the same cup. And the same thing with regard to the voluminous one about the school district that raises issues that need to be resolved. So my vote on this is to say that those things need to come back. I understand the issues out there. I did visit the site, and you have actually all of the gorgeous parts here.
Madam Chair, on the motion?
Yes.
I don't believe the staff recommendation has anything affirmative attached to it. It sort of tosses the board to determine.
It's the board decision.
Right. So the motion needs to be a little more definite as to what the board
wants. It's to grant the request to the Black
Lake
Management Association and Imperial Bank to amend the land use element of the general plan. And this is just to initiate the processing of that request. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Opposed? No.
One no, by Supervisor Ryan. Okay, the second item under D1 is D9700001, requested by L.